writing was invented, man lived in acoustic space. Boundless, directionless, horizonless, in the dark of the mind, in the world of emotions, by primordial intuition, by chance. Speech is a social chart of this bond.
Hello, I'm President Donald Trump with Voice. Today, we are asking for your tremendous help. Violent immigrant criminals brutally murder millions of Americans every day. These dangerous browns are on the loose. That's why Voice has created a new tip line to help track them down and send them home. 1-800-YOU-DEPORT. You give their name and physical description, including level of brownness, and we'll track them down and buy them a one-way ticket back to Browntown. Browntown. Maybe you don't know any immigrants. That's okay, too. Call us and just describe what you think one looks like. We'll go track down someone who fits that description and get them out of here. Oh, yeah. That's going, Browntown. Don't let these squirrely savages fool you. They might seem like nice, smart, normal, educated, thoughtful human beings, but that doesn't mean they won't turn into a chupacabra at night and suck the blood out of you and your children. Remember, folks, 98% of all immigrants will commit a majorly huge crime at some point today. If they haven't already. Here's some truly suspicious activity to look out for. Being in white neighborhoods without a reason.
Being in white neighborhoods with a reason.
Wearing a headscarf.
Speaking Arabic on a plane.
That one's a big one.
Whispering.
Growing a long Osama bin Laden-like beard.
Not liking football or hot dogs.
Eating ethnic food.
Eating a medium rare steak.
Rolling your R's. You know, anything. Don't let your beautiful little daughter girl or handsome sports boy son be the next victim of a brutal immigrant. Call the Voice tip line today, and thank you for your assistance.
While we have a minute, let's try the song, guys. We all know the words now. We're gonna try the song. Here we go. When you're illegal and America's great again, you can always go Browntown. When you got worries, all the ice and Steve Bannon seems to help, I know. Browntown, that's really good, guys. That's a fantastic song. I mean, really, we've made history here.
Cause we the people are still here in the rear, yo, we don't need you. You ain't killing off good young mood. When we get hungry, we eat the same food, the ramen noodle. This simple voodoo is so maniacal, reliable to pull a juju. The irony is that this bad in my lab, she don't love me, she make money, she don't study that. She gon' give it to me, ain't gon' tell me none of that. She gon' take the brain away the place she spit on that. The doors and signs with it. Don't try to rhyme with it. VH1 has a show that you can waste your time with. Guilty pleasure, take the edge off reality. And for a salary, I'll probably do that sporadically. The OG Gucci boots are spitting with iguanas. The IRS piranha see it, getting common. In the hood, living in a fishbowl. Gentrify here, now it's not a shithole. Trend set up, I know, my shit cold. Hands set up, because I ain't so bold. But yeah, all you black folks, you must go. All you
the logs, false narratives of guys that came up against the odds. We're not just rappers with the bars. It's kismet that we're cosmic with the stars. You masses overlooking street art, better yet street smart, but you keep us on the chart. So much your numbers and your statistician. You know about true competition. It's like the A.O. picture on there talking about he hitting. The only one who's hitting are the ones that's currently spitting. We got the Missy smitten, rubbing on a little kitten, dreaming up a world that's equal for women with no division. Boy, I tell you that's vision. Like Tony Romo when he hitting with it. To try and be the best in a division. Shaq Muhammad cut it with precision. Who can come back years later, still hit the shot. Still, I'm trying to move you off your block. Babylon, blood clot. Coop on your head, Todd.
All you black folks, you must go. All you Mexicans, you must go. All you poor folks, you must go. Muslims and gays, what are we taking away?
Spicer has clearly learned his lesson because he didn't go out to defend Trump this time. He sends out his deputy.
The President of the United States is accusing the former president of wiretapping him.
I think that this is, again, something that if this happened, Martha,
if he said, just found out that Obama had my wiretapped in Trump Tower. That's not an if.
Look, I will let the president speak for himself.
You know the story's bonkers when your spokesperson says he can speak for himself.
It's like, he said what, man? You gotta take that up with him. I ain't getting involved in this no more. But look, we all know you can't trust just anyone to handle Trump's untruth bombs. When he goes full crazy, there's only one person with the alternative set of skills to back him up.
How does he know that his phone was actually tapped?
Let me answer that globally. He's the president of the United States. He has information and intelligence that the rest of us do not.
You know what? Yeah, I'll agree with that. Trump has intelligence that I definitely do not. I agree. Listen, people, one more time. Trump's accusation is ridiculous and pathetic. Even FBI Director James Comey, AKA Hillary Swagman, he's come out and asked the Justice Department to call Donald Trump on his life. Even Comey. Obama didn't tap Trump's phones. We did. And honestly, the conversations we uncovered were pretty shocking.
Hi, Mr. Exit Pay. Pronounced Xin Ping. Wrong. It's Xin. Trust me, I'm the best at speaking China.
So what are you wearing?
A tie. So long. So red. It's the longest tie you've ever seen.
What do you want me to do?
Keep your hands off it. New
York Times and Honest Homeless.
Hey, New York Times. I've got a lot to say. You are fake news. Bye-bye. Hi, this is Donald speaking.
Hey, Dad, it's me, Tiffany. Hello?
911, what's your emergency?
Oh, God, you gotta help me.
Stay calm, sir. What happened?
I just became president of America.
See a configuration in stone that resembles a walrus tarsimore.
Sometimes maybe offensive to some members dangling.
America was able to develop and apply swiftly all the consequences of the
we'll be right back. Ambassador Sergei Kislyak, even after telling the U.S. Senate during his confirmation hearing.
Of course, he's got
breaking news. Time for my most tremendous tweet storm yet. Okay, here we go. Huge tweet. This is going to be a sweet tweet. Here it comes. Yeah, I can't get my tweet up. Tweet is interrupted. What am I going to do?
Donald.
President Nixon. I'm so happy you're here, Tricky. I'm starting to get real scared.
There's no reason to be scared, Don. You just have to flip the script. For instance, I heard that President Obama tapped your phone. Just tweet that, and the hounds are off your trail.
Obama! I knew he was up to no good. How low has President Obama gone to tap my phones during the very sacred election process? This is Nixon / Watergate. Bad or sick guy. And boom goes the tweeting mic.
Donald, stop!
Abraham Lincoln?
Don't listen to Nixon. He was the one who tapped the phones in Watergate.
Shut up, Abe. Don't you have tickets to the theater tonight, you stupid neckbeard?
Too soon. Donald Nixon had to resign for lying.
Oh, damn it. President Lincoln is right. Donald, you don't want to end up like me. To paraphrase myself, I am a crook. But the rumors about you and the Russians are just spooky.
Just admit what happened, Donald.
Fake ghost news. Somebody help.
До свидания. Who will you be calling?
Vlad Putin.
Filed this explosive report on the Obama allegations.
Welcome to Real News Tonight. I'm Jill Newslady.
And I'm Jim Angerton.
Our top story tonight, incredibly true allegations about Barack Obama. President Trump used his giant brain to figure out that the fake President Obama illegally wiretapped the very famous Trump Tower, like how a sick pervert would. Truly a loser move, Jim.
That's right, Jill. In a scandal that everyone is calling Watergate times a million, but worse, proof definitely exists that a terrible crime was committed by Obama, a Muslim who was born in space.
Obama is bad.
Obama is very bad and sick, and Trump is good.
Extremely good. Also, the very real wiretaps definitely didn't find anything incriminating if that was something you were worried about, which it wasn't because Trump is so good.
Yes, so very good.
Coming up next, Arnold Schwarzenegger has a very small penis.
Hello, hey Barack, sorry we have to investigate you on this wiretapping thing.
But you know I didn't do that.
I know, but we still have to investigate it. Otherwise, it'll look like I'm just mentally unstable.
So you're doubling down on the crazy thing you said in order to not look crazy.
Yes, exactly. Two crazies multiplied together cancel each other out and make me not crazy. Simple math.
That's crazy.
Multiplied by crazy equals not crazy.
Hello?
Barack, I just learned that March is Women's History Month.
That's right. It's a great way to shine some light on women's achievements.
Well, if you ask me, women are only good for one thing.
Creating their own destinies without men's interference?
Uh-oh. Sounds like Michelle's in the room. Hi, Michelle.
She's not in the room. It's what I believe.
Uh-huh. Call me when you're alone, bro.
I won't. Hello?
What do you think of my decision not to get a dog?
I think it's a mistake. You could benefit from having someone in your life who loves you unconditionally and expects nothing in return.
That's what Sean Spicer's for. That's a good boy. That's a good Shawnee.
Is that Sean panting?
Wait till you see the video I took of him with a cookie on his nose.
Hello?
Barack.
What do you want?
We gotta write a movie or something.
What the hell are you talking about?
The birth certificate thing. Now I'm accusing you of tapping my phone. We're like rivals.
No, we're not. I'm an ex-president, and you're an insane person.
Then how about this for the title? Wacko Donnie and the Bear.
I got another title for a book you could write.
What is it?
Little Donnie Goes to Jail.
You prick.
30 spokes are made one by holes in a hub, by vacancies joining them for a wheel's use. The use of
welcome to the late show
comes from the hollow of its absence. Doors, windows in a house are used for their emptiness. Thus, we are helped by what is not.
Donald Trump here, coming to you from the men's bathroom, a very luxurious bathroom which we have cleaned 3 times a day, by the way. And that got me thinking, if you're a woman who dresses like a man, no way you're getting in here with me. Not gonna happen, okay? If the person at the urinal next to me is Carmen Sandiego, guess what, honey? You're not watching me pee just because you're wearing a suit, no matter how sexy you are. That's just the way I see it. And I don't think I'm alone on this, okay? Same thing with men who dress like women. These people are so tricky. They put on beautiful dresses and beautiful shoes and try to sneak into the wrong bathroom. Again, not gonna happen. They think they're tricky, but they're really no Mrs. Doubtfire. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've gotta concentrate. Siri, turn off. Siri, turn off!
Presidentialness was unprecedented. And the crowd, wow, that was the biggest Congress that's ever shown up for a world-class presidential address, believe me. Now everybody's saying I'm presidential. Even the fake news channels love me, which is not fake, not fake. This presidential thing is great, just fabulous. I sounded presidential about clean air, clean water, right after ordering my EPA guy to dump the clean water rule. I was all presidential about terrible murders and violence and stuff. On the same day, I signed a bill that lets severely mentally ill people buy guns. Beautiful, beautiful. My presidentialness really shined when I was all serious about the anti-Semitism. A few hours after I said it might be a reverse Semite switcheroo false flag thing. And I was especially presidentially when I talked about building up our military. Just hours after I blamed them for killing a Navy SEAL. And by the way, did you hear the applause with the widow? Off the charts, believe me. I could get used to this teleprompter presidentialness thing. When you're presidential, they let you do it. Grab them by the...
Russia is fake news. Nothing in Russia. I have no loans in Russia. I don't have any deals in Russia.
I've looked at everything from resort to hotel.
I had no meetings. No meetings. I may have met him, possibly, what it might have been in Cleveland. I do not deny that.
And I did not have communications with the Russians.
But I did meet one Russian official a couple of times.
There's nothing to recuse himself. He was 100% straight with the committee.
I have recused myself.
Michael
Flynn was in touch with the Russian ambassador on the day the United States government announced sanctions for Russian interference with the elections.
It was strictly coincidental.
Michael Flynn turned in his resignation late Monday night.
Are there any ties between Mr. Trump and Putin and his regime?
No, there are not. That's absurd.
And among several senior Trump advisors regularly communicating with Russian nationals were then-campaign manager Paul Manafort.
There's nothing there.
Of course not.
Absolutely not.
I don't know Putin.
I spoke indirectly and directly with President Putin, who could not have been nicer.
I found my freedom.
WCOMFM, LPFM, Chavo Carbro. We are rocking out here Thursday night as we do as part of the Furious George Show. I'm Dr. Furious. Should mention the show may be offensive to some members in our listening audience. Also, one member in particular, we've been spotlighting for years now. This happens to be the craziest ride of a presidential term we've ever experienced. So, lots of material here on the Furious George Show. Discretion is hard. It's just too much. So much fun. And anyway, we're going to just get back into it. You can also learn more about the Furious George Show at furiousg.blogspot.com. Get all the old shows there, at least a decade or so. One of the longest running shows on WCOM. One of the longest running, if not the longest running, micro-powered, community-based LPFM radio DJ in the Southeast. Anyway, learn more about the Furious George Show. Do all kinds of fun stuff, including sending that big big push toward liberating your mind and your neighborhood, whatever place you may be based. We're going to be basing it out here. Some Zavala. So you're going to hear some other cool, fun stuff. You can learn about the other fun stuff. Foolish stuff. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. So keep doing what you're doing. You're in downtown Carrboro, cranking near the station here. Thanks for being part of this little fun little thing. Where, just so folks know, back in the day, the same crypto fascists wanted to put up big old fences around here. So they were testing out the wall in Carrboro. And back in the day, I don't know, whenever that Helms thing was, say in the 80s maybe, early 90s. That's what drew me here. Part of which drew me here. So, yeah, if you're listening to downtown Carrboro or Chapel Hill, old-school Democratic Revolutionary Resistance-based place. And, anyway, there's still lots of cool revolutionary stuff going down here in Carrboro, in North Kakalaki. Just threw out the Macroni, Rat Macroni, the governor. He's gone. And also just some other fun, amazing stuff. Taking over the streets here, Chapel Hill on Franklin Street. This week, celebrate this cool democratic sport. Some other fun stuff. Go Tar Heels. You can help the station. Go to WCOMFM.org and learn all about it. You can become a DJ. You can help out by kicking in some dough. You know, you can come check out our free music. There's free pizza all the time. And for real, do whatever you're doing, including listening right now. Thanks for listening. I'm furious. We'll be right back.
bigger liar than we knew him to be as of yesterday. Donald Trump can now be added to the list of Trump staffers. I mean, he is sort of the main guy who met with the Russian ambassador Sergei Kislyak during the presidential campaign. And you might recall that during the campaign, Donald Trump repeatedly claimed he had no contact period with any Russian officials at all, full stop. That claim has now imploded thanks to articles from both the Wall Street Journal and Think Progress. We have learned that Donald Trump personally met with the Russian ambassador on April 27th of 2016, right before giving a major foreign policy speech in which he talked about how it would be really, really great to improve relations session with Russia. The Wall Street Journal actually reported on this last year, back in May, but at the time, we didn't yet have two Trump cabinet members who got caught lying about their meetings with the Russian ambassador, so it wasn't hugely reported on. This is from the Wall Street Journal on May 13th. Quote, a few minutes before he made those remarks, Mr. Trump met at a VIP reception with Russia's ambassador to the U.S., Sergei Ivanovich Kislyak. Mr. Trump warmly greeted Mr. Kislyak and three other foreign ambassadors who came to the reception. Now,
it's perfect.
New York Times Anonymous Hotline.
Hey, failing New York Times, I've got a hot tip for you. You are fake news. Bye-bye. Hi, this is Donald speaking.
Hey, Dad, it's me, Tiffany. Hello? Hello?
911, what's your emergency?
Oh, God, you gotta help me.
Stay calm, sir. What happened?
I just became president of America, and I don't know what I'm doing.
Being replaced by the flow, the unified, the few. We are being taken on an inner trip into our own inner beings, which involve us in depth in things that had formerly been merely superficial, visual, external, and detached from our own being.
Thank you.
hostile nation. But the head of the Federal Bureau of Investigation reportedly asked the Department of Justice to essentially let him call the president a lying gossip monger. Trump's madness and his weekend of channeling his persecution complex and disseminating it as a deflection from his own perfidy is the obvious headline. However, the true story is the moving parts of his regime's seeming treachery with Russia, especially those moving parts that have become the wheels now flying off the vehicle. To dodge those wheels and review the headlines as they land, foremost, Trump's White House counsel, Don McGahn, reportedly spent the weekend combing the U.S. intelligence services trying to gain access to any FISA court-ordered surveillance related to Trump or his associates.
Shift at the graveyard. The graveyard shift in the daisy.
And violence and stuff.
The West shall shake the East awake while you have the night for the morn.
All media are extensions of some human faculty, psychic or physical. The wheel is an extension of the book. The book is an extension of the eye. Clothing is an extension of the skin. Electric circuitry, the medium of our time, is an extension of the central nervous system. The media, by altering the environment, evoke in us unique ratios of sense perception. The extension of any one sense alters the way we think and act, the way we perceive the world, and the way we perceive our own bodies. When these ratios change, men change.
Respect the training man first. Five dog, I know you have them all shook up. Coach, cause you a mastermind, they cook up. Five dog, what I go on with the crew? Nothing, that's what me had to come through. Five dog, you speak wicked every verse. Them know, say, respect training man first. Five dog, I know you on a one and twos. Give me that one, wait, that's the one for five dog, I know you want no one and twos. Give me a zubu zubu and do exactly what you do. Tribe called Quest, they see them back with one another. Hey, your boss or boss, they don't want no problem.
Five dog, Donald Trump, five dog, you can call me Don Juice. I'm the right now. What you need to see proof? Recently on the internet they chatting, taking posts debating who can win in battle rapping. Let's make it happen. These cyberfuzz already part. No subliminals with me. You know who the fuck you are. Who wants more? Ha ha. Well here are orthodox spitter or ring on a southpaw. No doubt I'ma set it. Dudes best be ready off top on the spot. No reading from your whack. Leave the iPhones home. Skill sets must be shown. I'ma show you the real meaning of the danger zone. I got it on. Ace pick to all clones. Untouchable in my zone. Watch it, don't leave him alone. Get cheap flows with bars sweeter than scones. Put on microphone.
Yes, yes, he's the wrong one to with no matter what the day. He could catch you on his plane or the one he on today. Visiting in any dream, make a scream of bloody murder. He's a training gladiator, ain't no need to take it further. If you wanna take it further, your huckleberry is here. Doctor of your holiday, Wyatt Earp, your good life of tears. We gon' celebrate him, elevate him. Father had to levitate him, give him his and don't debate him. Top dog is the way to rate him.
Speech he's given.
I feel like tonight Donald Trump became the president.
Not only was he more presidential, he was a politician.
Great reset button for him.
Truly extraordinary moment. That was one of the most extraordinary moments you have ever seen in American politics, period.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Question mark, exclamation point, rage emoji. If pundits set the bar for President Trump any lower, even Jeff Sessions won't be able to walk under it without bumping his head. Look, I know it's extraordinary that he learned to read something finally. I didn't think he could do it either. But you don't have to gush like he's a toddler who just made a boom boom on the big boy potty. Only one person on TV that night wasn't dazzled by a show of minimal competence.
Not the Donald Trump that I've seen for the past 30 days.
Explain.
Where is that guy?
You guys agree?
Where's that guy that says what he wants to say, that is loud, that says everything is fake news? Where's that guy? I'm going to look for him on Twitter tomorrow and see what he really thinks. Great job to the speechwriter, but I will see Donald Trump at 12 a.m.
Don't tell the truth. It sounds biased. You know, maybe cable news should just hire more black women. Except not you, MSNBC. We know you just sweep her out of the way to make room for whichever Roger Ailes harassment survivor pops out of your underground railroad next week. Sadly, presidential Trump didn't have long to enjoy his victory over his own town.
President Trump sought to ride the momentum from his speech to a joint session of Congress last week, only to find himself enraged by more leaks and suspicion besieging his administration. The president was steaming, raging mad.
He is, just as we wrote, steaming, ragingly mad.
Ooh, for the love of God, don't make me picture President Trump steaming. With a nervous nation starting to wonder whether Tiffany is the only person of Trump's acquaintance not talking to the Kremlin, the president did what any strong leader would: hightailed it to Florida faster than a Jewish grandmother in November.
The first thing you have to understand is that Mar-a-Lago is sort of President Trump's castle, as we wrote. It's his safe space.
Aw, Snowflake needs a safe space? PC culture has gotten way out of hand. You know, at this point, Van Jones's network should have just thrown the old countdown clock up there.
President Trump tweeted on Saturday that President Obama had my wires tapped in Trump Tower just before the victory, yet he offered no evidence of this.
Oh, that's new. White guy shoots himself in the dick, tries to pin it on a black guy. When has that ever happened? To be fair, there's a good chance Trump fell asleep watching news, rolled over on the remote, and woke up during the wire. Mr. President, that's not Barack Obama. I mean, I get why you'd think Obama would tap-a-puh your phone. Just look at how angry he is and obsessed with you. He can barely stay up on that surfboard from all the rage and hatred for your administration. While Trump is flippa-ping out on a daily basis, every picture of Obama looks like he's about to sip a pina colada, laugh, and paraglide off to a photo shoot for Essence magazine.
Hello, I'm President Donald Trump with Voice. Today, we are asking for your tremendous help. Violent immigrant criminals brutally murder millions of Americans.
On the same day, I signed a bill that lets severely mentally ill people buy guns. Beautiful. Beautiful. My presidentialness really shined when I was all serious about the anti-Semitism. A few hours after I said it might be a reverse Semite switcheroo false flag thing. And I was especially presidentially when I talked about building up our military. Just hours after I blamed them for killing a Navy SEAL. And by the way, did you hear the applause with the widow? Off the charts, believe me. I could get used to this teleprompter presidentialness thing. When you're presidential, they let you do it. Grab them by the
criminals brutally murder millions of Americans every day. These dangerous browns are on the loose. That's why Voice has created a new tip line to help track them down and send them home. 1-800-YOU-DEPORT. You give their name and physical description, including level of brownness, and we'll track them down and buy them a one-way ticket back to Browntown. Browntown. Maybe you don't know any immigrants. That's okay, too. Call us and just describe what you think one looks like. We'll go track down someone who fits that description and get them out of here. Oh yeah, that's going brown town. Don't let these squirrely savages fool you. They might seem like nice, smart, normal, educated, thoughtful human beings, but that doesn't mean they won't turn into a chupacabra at night and suck the blood out of you and your children.
To the masters on behalf of the class's masses. We showed up, ski masses, pigs and asses, the murder asses. Lift up our glasses and watch your palaces burn to ashes. Fucking fascist, who the fuck are you to get 50 lashes? All cause I'm motivated, stimulated, never smoking, simulated, happy and burning hashes. Killer, killer, diddle with them like you, squirrel and get them, hit them, got them, shot him and flip the mattress. Woo! I'm the man, bitch, got big ideas, got plans to roll. Any Rothschild living in Bill Gates and the ghost of Jaws. Yeah, I said it, I'm in it, I ain't flinching it. March on mention it, run through a motherfucker face like internet. Internet, domain imminent, be the preeminent. Killing it, winning it, spitting this ready raw rap shit. Rhyme ridiculous, enemy great, he digging it. Then we pissing it, us go to hell, we pinning it, getting it.
I'm the fucking tits, I hold no regard for no fucking myth. Hey. I live half my life to give half my cash to these half men in. Hey. I got half a heart to give half a fuck, they got half the gun. Woo. I got half an hour, burn half a pound and I have to run. Killers of the earth get scared, you do not get one word. You do not live for the hurt, even you living's absurd. Better all kick to the curb, that is my word. Back in the biz, not timeline zip, no wins for the kid, that shit I got curved. And the bears ain't ripped, I'm a bitch so sick, when the clock is lit, the whip swerve. It's like nothing I broke, can't stand the scope in the booth of this road like better ass Pope on a play date. Better call Mayday, maybe I spray, I'm an AK. Get played and played it, I'm serving damn meat, paying the table. Cain and Abel, Death's Apprentice, running tools to make last breath Brexit. Hey, hey, Jack, hey, kids.
Where I can attack when I earth attack, I'll part you that. Birds on deck, that's an explode, make the match a hit. Like a hammer blow, you in check. My words are fast like insect, and an insect. I'm in check like payday on a Thursday, and it's Wednesday. I tend to take you bouquet, you menstruate. That's pussy all in your template. We stay on, I'm 28. Get burnt out like every day. Y'all random jewels in every state. The killer mic, quick killer mic. Bro, and all the peace with LP. My love, my steam, on King Gang. Hit so big, no crime can't fit me. No bitch.
I was not going to subject boyfriends to the scrutiny of my father. I think he can be a little bit intimidating.
My father is unimpeachable.
I am the least racist person that you have ever met. Don't be afraid.
I would love to meet with the black guy.
I love this guy.
It's the black people out here too. It's like all in Mr. Movement.
My husband is kind, he's a gentleman.
I don't feel he insulted the Mexicans, and it's not for all the Muslims. Are we having fun?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're not a kinky sex family, though.
If Ivanka weren't my daughter, perhaps I'd be dating her.
You know? Stop it! Oh, it's so weird!
So look, I go do my research. Apparently, a whole bunch of brothers been missing in this suburb. Bro, how are you not scared of this, man?
Good to see another brother around here.
Missing your grave.
You gotta go.
No.
Don't pay attention to anything you see in the news.
There's too many black people are getting hurt.
I think what Ivanka's trying to say, who cares? Who cares?
Get the hell out of here!
I just need a guy who's confident, secure, not unlike Jeff.
Searches, according to reports, the contact may feel a bit more intimate than before.
Oh, excuse me, sir. Would you mind stepping over here for a moment, please?
Yeah. Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah. I just saw you standing by the metal detector and wanted to get to know you better. Has anybody ever told you you have beautiful eyes? They don't seem like the eyes of a terrorist, are they?
No. I left my briefcase and computer over there.
Where are you headed? Oh, let me guess. Tennessee. Because you're the only 10 I see.
Actually, St. Louis.
Oh, I love this song. Dance with me.
What?
Come on. Nice dance.
I gotta go.
Sure, we had a great time, didn't we? Oh, just one more thing. Bend over. I'm gonna stick my hand up your butt.
It's the Late Show.
Some truly suspicious activity to look out for. Being in white neighborhoods without a reason.
Being in white neighborhoods
with a reason.
Wearing a headscarf.
Speaking Arabic on a plane.
That one's a bad one.
Whispering.
Growing a long Osama bin Laden beard.
Not liking football or hot dogs.
Eating ethnic food.
Eating a medium rare steak.
Rolling your R's.
You know, anything. Don't let your beautiful little daughter girl or handsome sports boy son be the next victim of a brutal immigrant. Call the voice tip line today, and thank you for your assistance.
While we have a minute, let's try the song, guys. We all know the words now. We're gonna try the song, here we go. When you're illegal and America's great again, you can always go Brown Town. When you got worries, all the ice and Steve Bannon.
Come in, get up, darling. Get up, get up. Come in, do the right thing. Get up, party. Get up, get up.
Got no past, no future. Fumbling through the ether, take a ride in Aquila. Cost you 30 liras, push your dealer, hits the meter. A shrewd operator in the shadow of a beacon. Have a dirty weekend, interesting proposition. Insinuate and listen. Listen. What a way to make a living. Sisters to the ripper, throw my hands like a reverend. Triple sixes, double sevens. When I get down to this, cut catalyst. Cut. For a revolution.
taking off my clothes at the Lido. All I got is my decadent credo.
I don't think that I could watch you posing there.
Given to a gang and get sold to a pack of losers down to Appaloosa. I heard you got guns, well I got fun, I got something sweet.